Hi, my name is Melissa. I'm a peer in recovery. I have suffered with paranoia and I've heard voices. Right now, I'm in recovery for a few years and I'm doing very well. I have a full-time job that I really enjoy and I also have a bachelor's degree. When I was first hospitalized, I was only 18 years old, so that was the summer that I was going into college. It took me a couple of years to graduate college. It took me a longer time because I had symptoms and side effects with the medicine. But I did it and I didn't give up, and eventually I graduated. In the beginning, I thought the stress of working full time would be too much because I had been working part time for so many years. For me, it wasn't easy to go full time because I wasn't a morning person and it was difficult for me to get up in the morning. But eventually I did it for so long and I didn't give up that for me, I can do it now. And there's something called the Americans with Disabilities Act that you can get reasonable accommodations for your impairments, basically, and you shouldn't give up on that goal. I have trouble sometimes waking up in the morning, so I asked for an accommodation to come in later, but I would have to stay later. And I didn't do it that often, but on some days when it was really hard for me to get out of bed, I would have that. Every day when I get up to go to work, I don't only get up to earn a paycheck, I also go to help people, basically. And even if there's some days where I'm not really feeling too well, and if somebody has like a need that's very pressing, I'll go in anyway and help them. I think the practitioners are wrong to tell their patients not to work because it's too stressful. Because there's so many benefits that come to working. First of all, a monetary benefit is the first one. And second of all, people learn to adjust and get better when they have a routine. If you have a desire to go to college and to go to work, you should complete that goal.